Well, hello guys, and this is my first video of 2002. And you might want to listen to it when your head is cleared after you drank all that alcohol for New Year's. So why does a man seek out a femme in the first place? Is it because she has this snappy banter? Is it that she's just damn fun? She's interesting? And you can have a real deep intellectual conversation with them. Well, maybe some, but the majority, no. We seek out the femme when we're very young men, because they have a vagina. But let's make a scenario time. I like those scenarios, don't you? Let's say nature has seen femmes acting the way they are and decided to change things around a bit. Sort of to give the femmes a bit of a wake-up call. Well, let's say that nature made it so that when femmes were born, they were born without a vagina. I mean, let's say not all of them, but most of them. Because, you know, the species has to continue, doesn't it? And the way to look at it, kind of like, is the femmes of now, of the young femmes, just take their vaginas away. And I know that a lot of femmes now are working in jobs, but a lot of them are just play-acting at the jobs, and some of them have already quit. Because the jobs they thought were really cushy, or the ones that pay a lot of money, they have to work hard at these jobs. And really hard work and femmes don't normally go together. So how would these femmes with no vaginas help society? In other words, pay their way. Well, most femmes with vaginas don't pay their way, so the ones without vaginas would be more or less of a burden. And men wouldn't be so obliging to the femmes without a vagina. They wouldn't get the pussy pass, because they ain't got one. But let's try another scenario too. Let's say a lot of men are born without penises. Once again, not all of them, but a lot of them. What good would they be to society? Well, they're still very hard workers, very productive. They still would invent things and create things. They still would be able to build things. So that means they still would be able to fix things as well. So taking the sexual organ from a man doesn't make a lot of difference, really. But taking the sexual organ from a femon, and they become a very big liability in society. The modern femons and third wave feminism has in actual fact affected man's sex drive, which is the strongest thing the man has. A lot of men aren't chasing the femons like the buck in rutting season, making these femons with vaginas kind of obsolete. Femons have always been short-sighted, and the modern femons have made their vaginas the most important thing about them. But if man doesn't want their vagina, then what? Because there is nothing else. Now, I don't know, but I think that's a damn good start to 2022. And as always, I've been helped by my sponsor, beer. You take it easy, guys.